All right, so you still remember this slide? So that time, the here was, where was the here? Faruni, right? Okay. And then there is where? Here, right? Okay, so at that time, this slide here to there is actually now here. Right? Right? Okay. But you see, we want to start a series of message, which I thought that is very important, okay? Because though we are here, but we are not there yet. You get me, right? You're so smart, right? Okay, the first slide, you know, is just to tell people our location, okay? New location. But now that we get to this new location, now that we are here, we are not there yet, okay? And why I want to say that, okay? In case some of you thought that, yay, finally we are there because we are here, okay? Or we are in this place, therefore we are here, okay? So the series that we are trying to do, okay, for this coming month is actually called Here to There, But... Can you read that whole tagline with me? One, two, go. That's right. Okay, so this is this whole series, okay, that we are going to do, you know, for the next weeks to come, because we don't want to just to be in a new place, but actually miss out why in the first place do we need a new place. You know, when we were in Faruni, we didn't need to think about anything. If the projector is spoiled or whatever, we just call Dato CC, hello, your projector is spoiled. Okay. You know, if the aircon was not well, right? We just text him, Sisi, you look at your aircon, the one not blowing well, okay? Very easy. Anything, everything, or just refer to Faruni and Dato Sisi, correct? And there was no electrical bill for us to pay, no water bill, no anything, okay? Which, you know, we are so thankful, okay? And when we wanted to shift, a lot of people was asking, Ailma, free of charge place, someone want to shift for what? Why don't you just stay there? I mean, the place is pretty cool, you know, I'm really. And having that no responsibility feelings is actually quite nice. Truly, okay? And there was no point for us to move. Okay, but now that we move, I need to tell you so that you will not be like the children of Israel when they move out from Egypt into their promised land. They keep saying, "Ayo, we should have stayed in Egypt. We should have stayed because there were garlics, you know, there was stuff like that, okay?" So I thought, now that we came to a new place, let's remember back why in the first place we needed to start a church. Now, for those of you who came from ENCM with us, you were quite comfortable, I believe. Well, at least most of you. Definitely, I was very, very comfortable. I almost didn't need to do very much because there's a gazillion people, PA and everything. Everything, I just print this, I send this, you know, this, that. Just basically, after 30 years, it's just don't have to do much practically. You just create, you already have the team. Everything that you wanted to do is easy. Okay? Now, so if you do not remember or do not know, let me share the story because I think to know why in the first place we came here and started a church is very important. Yeah, and today we are so honored to have our neighboring pastors, you know, wife and the children, family, to come and visit, and they brought us food, you know. I mean, what a family of God. Yeah, and before we came, we informed them, we wanted to take them out for meals. In fact, we're going to do that on next Wednesday, you know. I mean, this is the family of God. We are not here because we needed another church. Okay, we are here because of obedience. Yeah. So, 2 years ago, it was November. It was in the Hillsong First Creative Conference, Hillsong's First Creative Conference. Pastor Cal, you know, prompted me to say that, hey, why don't we go to Hillsong? Now, prior to this, I've been to Hillsong 3 times. Basically, I've been to so many conferences until I no longer very desire to go in that sense because, you know, you've been to Passions, you've been to so many, okay, almost everything, okay? So you kind of like just, you just want to be with God, actually, I mean, in that sense, okay? Sorry, cheesy, right? But, I mean, there's not many things that attracts you, okay? Because you've seen a lot. So actually, I was just telling him, but we've been there so many times. I mean, why do we want to go? So he said, because I felt God wants us to go. Okay, you know when you take out the God card, it is very big, correct? But I thank God that I know God. So I say, wow, thanks for pointing that out. Let me ask God. Okay, because some of us here, people say, God said, you already, wow, God, okay, you follow. Because you don't know God. And that's very dangerous. Because you will be ignorantly just following people because people say God. Don't do that, please. Okay, so in this church, I hope you know your God. So that when I say God, you will check with God. And then you say, yes, that's right, Pastor Kat. God also told me. That's the fantastic thing, okay? So I say, okay, I'll ask God. And true enough, okay, I'm a person so focused on the things that we want to do, I hardly like to move. Because I plan, I want to go. I plan, I want to go. I'm very good planner, very good executor, and I am clear with what I want to do. Okay, so when he messed up my plan, like, huh, suddenly want to go, never plan. I'm I'm like, feel restless. Okay, so I went and talked to God. Okay, so I talked to God, and I felt that he said, don't worry, go. Oh, okay. So if God said, then you just follow lah. So I told him, okay, God said, actually go. So we have to settle lah, yeah, you know, staying, finance, you know, everything. So to cut the whole story short, first night, Brooks was leading. She read a scripture about how the gathering of the worshippers, you know, is so beautiful. The ambience, the sound, the presence of God. She started singing. I just started crying. And the whole service, I just cried and cried and cried. I was just so moved by God. It just felt like the whole service was just being with God. It's a heaven experience. And in the midst of that, God spoke this to me personally, you know. I just said that, wow. My daughter, would you create a church that is able to help others feel, sense, experience, you know, God in such a way? Because maybe not everybody can be told what God is like, but they can be shown maybe through what we are trying to create here. Okay, so that's nothing special. It's just our calling and our obedience. So I was moved, and whenever God says, I will obey. Because that's the reason why we lived. We lived to follow what God wants and not what I want. So I was moved. My conviction is strong until today. It has been the most difficult journey, but my conviction is strong until today and never wavered, never doubted. So in the car, on our journey back, Pastor Cal was asking me, you know, what was the Lord speaking to me? I shared with him that let's start a church because God says. So he has been saying that for maybe 2 years, you know. But because I didn't feel the agreement, I thought we were old. I thought that we were in a good place. We should just raise more leaders, you know, in that way and build ENCM, you know. We had the perfect church that we just built with all the productions facilities, perfectly created the way that we wanted. Want to make more musicals, more shows, you know, more short films or whatsoever. I mean, my dream was all going there. You know, I was like, why want to start, right? So, but when God spoke, I was able to just surrender. I just told God, okay, whatever you want. Change your plan, it's your plan anyway, right? If we just go on our plan, it won't work anyway. So we'll just go with your plan. So we spoke, he was very happy. He said God's reminded him again. So we had agreement in the spirit. We came back, submitted to our senior pastor, Pastor Tim, and he was very happy because we want to plant church. Every nation is a scattering movement. It is not a gathering tower Babel movement. We want to scatter many of you also. So don't be too comfortable. Yeah, because we are ascending church. We are not a gathering, you know, a cliquish church. We are a church for the people. So we have to go out. So he was very happy. Although we just started Gateway, you know, he said that, well, go ahead. Because, you know, we trust your experiences that you have. You can go about. So that's how we kind of started the church. Now, so when we start the church, we say this. We say that we want to create an innovative, experiential church, which God gave us some ideas, you know, for the unchurched. We are not here to ask another church member to come. We are here to create in such a way for those that who have not been connected to God, for those who have not been able to experience God. In fact, just now in our movement prophet, Jim LaFoon's prophecy, he said the exact same thing. He said that you're going to get people who already dropped out of churches. They cannot connect. They cannot get God. But somehow, through this, they're going to see God. They're going to experience God. They're going to connect with God once again. You're going to get those kind of people that are unchurched, that are out there, that begin to lost their sense of who God is and what God is in that sense. But we are here to help them see who God is through what we create. So, which is why in Furuni, we cannot create that. If you have attended the church with us, it is just like any other church. That is not our calling. If it is to run a church in Furuni, just have services, worship, and word, we would have just stayed in ENCM, guys. We would have stayed. There was no reason for us to come. But we come. I know you see the walls right now is empty, but we are going to create. But I don't want you just to think about the project mapping and thought that, okay, that is Kareem's job and maybe MC's job, you know, the drawings and the interior aesthetic. That is Joey's job and Sophia's job, you know. And you know what? In this church, even as I was worshiping, that is why everyone that comes in, when you sing, you create. If I can hear your sound, you are already creating a conviction. If you move and you encourage and you hug and you love, you are creating a platform for people to encounter who God is. Amen? So you are here as a creator in this church. You are not here to fill in the seats. You are not here just to sit and enjoy the creation. We're going to enjoy, but we're going to enjoy and create together. You know why? Because there are so many people that can't hear, feel, sense, encounter God. And each of us have that anointing. Do you know that every voice has a different frequency, and different frequency will bring about different breakthrough? You don't have to sound as nice as Keith or Sam or Ron if he was humming just now, okay, or Suling was not here. You don't have to, because in the spiritual realm, every sound of praise and worship that's sent off, by the Spirit of God, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, has the power to break the yoke. Amen? You can create through that. You can create through whatever else you do. Look at our host. So beautiful, right? They can create the warmth, the love, you know. You can create by stirring the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If someone comes and say that, you know what, I just sense that God. I think 2 days ago I was running, you know, because if I don't run, I tend to just work. And I'm workaholic, I have to admit. I'm just so focused and, you know, in doing my work. So when I run, I put down my phone, nobody disturb me, you know, because if not, I think every day I would say that I will have hundreds of messages, really, just to reply or, you know, or direct. So, but when I run, I can just talk to God. I can just hear God. I can just pray, right? And then I will text my girls, you know, praying and blessing one another with the Word of God and what we hear from God is creating, right? It is creating in every form. And in this church, we believe everyone is creative. And everyone can create for God. Okay, that is why in this series, I want you to be ready to have a shift in your spirit. We don't want to stay the same as we come into this new location, we're going to start that creating. How soon? What? We all hear God. And when we hear God, we will find faith. And when we find faith, we will find all the resources that God has for us. Right? So if you are a creative, you don't have to worry about us asking you to do a lot of things. We don't believe in doing a lot of things. But we believe in doing the very things that God asks you to do. And you must do it. Okay? And we will together, okay, create those things. All right. Now, so this word here, I would like to define it as where we are, not in location-wise, but the current place or position or the state of life where we are. Take a moment to think about that here. Where are you in here? Where is your state of life? Where is your current position? Okay, do a quick, short evaluation. And then there. There is where we need to be. Not where you want to be. All right? In this message, it is where we are intended to be. It is very purposeful. It's aligning with what God wants, so that's where we need to be. I am clear that I need to be in ENPJ, 100%. Pastor LeFun prayed for us, confirm. Many, many people has confirmed that. And they always said the same thing, a place of refuge, a place of healing, a special grace in the supernatural giftings. You know why? Because for people to encounter God, it's not just through our arts. It has to be through the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, the Word of God. Amen? Yeah, together, okay? So it is very important that we grow in that. So to do that from here to there, all right, is where we are going to where we need to be. Okay, so to preach about this message, I want to look at Abraham. Okay, Abraham is a great man of God that was mentioned, in the New Old Testament and also in the New Testament. Okay, now let me just ask you, what would you remember about Abraham? What would you? Old man, okay, because before he was old, he was young also, once young, okay, all right. What else? Okay, but he became more famous when he was old, okay, right, because God, ciao. All right, cool. What else? What else about Abraham? Hi? Stargazer. All right. The guys that is that what you say? Yeah, that has children, right? As much as the stars in the sky and the sands. Okay, what else? Okay, you remember his children? Okay, good. Yes, he was so obedient to God to the point of sacrificing even his own son. Okay, that is why this man is a man that is so great in faith. He is the father of faith, in fact. Okay, now I want to just look at this verse, which describes who he is. Okay, you want to read together? Again, huh? 1, 2, go. By faith, obey when he was... And he went out. Okay, so this verse is really one of the best verses that describe Abraham, okay? Now, you have to know that he is a man of faith. That's why he says, by faith, Abraham, right? You see, there were many people that were great. Moses was great, but he was a great lawgiver. Joshua was great, but he was great general. Who else was great? David was great, but he was a great king, okay? How about prophet? Who was a great prophet? Elijah, right? Now, you may be seated here, you think like, I can't be, how many of you think you can be a great lawgiver? Okay, I'm lousy with laws, okay? So I don't think I can. How about being a great king? In your dreams, right? Okay, yes, but you probably won't be a great king too, right? I mean, no chance, right? Or a great general. Anybody wants to fight? I'm very scared. I don't want to fight. Okay, I don't want to fight, okay? But you know what? But every one of us can follow Abraham to have great faith. Correct? Yeah, which is why I chose him, okay? Because he's a person that we can follow. Okay, now there's another very interesting thing about Abraham. The Bible says, in fact, three times in three different scriptures, I mean, New Testament, Old Testament, they call Abraham the friend of God. Wow. I mean, if there's anything that I want to be known of, I think would be a friend of God. You know, I don't know about friend, you know. I do have a quite influential friend. And it is great to have her in my life, really great. Everything that I needed to do, when I text her, she will advise me because she's wise and she's powerful and influential. And then she can say, okay, let me send you this contact. You just say so and so give you, then it can be settled, maybe in that way. Okay, in that sense, okay, she's not God, don't worry, okay? I mean, I know God is more powerful, okay, but it's also good to have a human friend, okay, who is powerful, right? Because, yeah, so I feel honored, okay, to call her my friend, and that to have such a friend is really a blessing. Now, I said that because I don't know how many of us would ever think about having God as our friend. Or even think that God wants to be our friend. And sometimes we so look for friendship everywhere else and trying to please everybody else to get their friendship. Let me tell you this. After living more than half a decade, friends come and go, but God stays. Really, okay, if you're young, you think that, you know, friends are everything. They may not be. But I still want to look for good friends that stay, but a lot of times they won't. But God will stay, okay? So be a friend of God. I mean, or find God as your friend. Okay, so in this scripture, it says faith, this great man of faith, he obeyed God when he was called to go out to a place. So that means he was here, lah. He was in some place, right? But then he has to go to there, lah. Correct? Then he has to go out, no? So, okay, simple. So this verse just tells us, if you want to get from here to there, which is where God wants us to, then we have to go out. We have to step out. In fact, there's a verse later I tell you, it actually says you have to get out. Okay, now, I was thinking about this, and I know a lot of creatives, right, don't like to go out of their comfort zone. You know why? Because, in some sense, this is the way they are, okay? Because they are always thinking about their creation. And they write their melody. They think about their picture. So they create. So they are always caught in this whole bubble of themselves. And then they want to better the arrangement, better the sound, better the lyrics, or better the strokes, or better, you know, the design, you know. So we are always thinking about staying in. And we are always thinking about ourselves. And we usually don't think about others much. Being a pastor, a creative pastor for so long, I think I have befriends to hundreds of them. But I think I can count only maybe less than five really befriend me. Think about that. Most creative people are just thinking about themselves. Now, I felt gently, but from the Lord, that we need to learn to shift that in our heart if we really say we want to be there where God has for us. The place that God intended for us and the calling that God intended for us, we have to go out. Okay, now, let's see. All right. In this scripture, it says that Abraham needed to go there because there is the place where he will receive his inheritance. This is why you have to go from here to there. Because if you only stay here, you will not be able to receive your inheritance. And same story for ENPJ. we can stay here if there's no shift in our hearts and we only are engrossed, we are creating, then we will not get to the place where God wants us to show the world who God is. Right? Because it's not just through our creation. It's not just through what we create. But it is first start with a conviction of a heart for the people that God has given to us. Now, you know, inheritance is a very interesting thing. There was a story. I researched this, okay? My husband helped me research this. This guy called Thomas Martinez. He's from Bolivia. In 2000, this is a big news, okay? Because Thomas, at his age of 67, actually lived on the streets. Okay, at that point of time. So the police was looking for him. When he saw the police coming to him, he ran and he disappeared. But the story is this. The police was looking for Thomas because Thomas just inherited $6 million from his ex-wife. And his ex-wife inherited that from her family. But then she passed away, but in her will, she leave it to him. So they were looking for this Thomas Martinez for years, and until today, Thomas has not claimed his $6 million. Talking about inheritance. You know why? Because Thomas was still here, and he did not get out and go to the place where his inheritance was. He was running away. And I thought that this story is so interesting because a lot of us, when people come to help us, to want to get us, get out, and then you escape. You actually run away from people who wants to bring you to inheritance. So funny, right? Which is what this Thomas did. The police was looking for him, not to catch him, want to let him take his $6 million. But he thought they wanted to catch him and he ran away and they couldn't find him until today. And you know what? I guess if he didn't die, this riches, I mean millionaire, is still sleeping on the streets. Well, that's what happened when we do not move from here to there. Okay? So that is why we are talking about this. All right, next. Okay, so in Ephesians, it talks about our inheritance, okay? There were many things that Ephesians 1, actually you can go back and read, because it got me thinking about our inheritance there. One thing to come to this place there, I mean, what is really our inheritance? And one of the inheritance I thought that was marked here in Ephesians 1:19 really caught my eyes, and I think it aligned greatly with the calling that God had for us. He says, I pray that you, which is us, every one of us, will continually what? Experience. You see, you want to create an experiential church, you better experience. If you're not experiencing, you can't give people the experience. Which is why you cannot pretend and just have a facade of creativity. So it says, you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. See, this is our inheritance. We are supposed to experience the immeasurable greatness of God constantly in our life. Then he says, then your life will be an advertisement. So good. This advertisement of God's immense power as it works through you. This is one of my inheritance in this church, guys. We want to be there. We want to receive this inheritance. It is for us to be an advertisement of His immense power in this place. So, now, let's look at the story, okay? So, that's just about inheritance, okay? So, let's look at Abraham's story, okay? Now, Abraham's story started in Genesis 11. Okay, that was kind of the first time they mentioned about him coming from the line of Shem, okay, which is also the line of the Messiah, okay? So, it started with his father. He says, Terah took his son, Abraham, his grandson, Lot, which was the son of Haran, Abraham's brother, okay, his daughter-in-law Sarai, and they went out, right? They came out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. Now, tell me, where was their here? Where were they? Ur, okay? Where was supposed to be their there? Land of Canaan, right? Okay. Now, and they came to Haran. Okay, Haran is another place in between, what do you call that? Ur and Canaan, okay? Or on the journey. It's like a U-shape, okay? They have to go up and then down, okay, to Canaan, all right? So, and they dwelt there. They came to Haran, they dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and the father, okay, Terah, died in Haran. Okay, that was the kind of the beginning. Now, look at that. Ur of Chaldeans. Let's know a little bit about this place, Ur. I researched it, okay? I found that actually this place, Ur, is a very, very rich land because it's in between the Tigris River and the Euphrates River. You know, right? If you're between, then you're very fertile. Okay, put it that, okay? So, in fact, it was told that it's the wealthiest city in this Sumerian, site, okay, of the city, all right? So, Ur was actually not a bad city. It was quite, you know, wealthy and good. And, in fact, Ur is famous. Ur is Babylon, near Babylon, okay? And, in fact, they are famous for this thing called the, ziggurats, I believe, okay? Ziggurats, okay, is, have you heard about the Hanging Garden of Babylon? Okay, so it is kind of like that. It is actually like a steps of a square that built up to the top of the building, ziggurats, and that's where they believe that's where they will worship the dwelling place of the gods. Okay, so if you look at that, you will know that at that time, during that time where Abraham and Terah was there, they are in a place where the people were idol worshippers. Okay? Since, you know, in fact, since they were scattered during Babel, remember, right? They want to build for themselves, you know, they were scattered. They were all idol worshippers. In fact, I think in that area, they worship the moon god. So Abraham started out with someone that don't even know God. His here was a place of idolatrous. And then the place that God called him to go to was Canaan. And Canaan means a place of covenant. Wow, look at that. So where was there? Here and there? Let me see. Let me show you. See? Abraham started in a place, his here was idol worshippers. The land that was around was encouraging idolatry. But he went to a place of covenant. So one of the first shift, guys, I believe that God is talking to us is, are you still in a place of idol worshipping? Oh, I'm not talking about Buddha or some Japanese god. But are there other things that is replacing the place of God in where you currently are? Because if that is where you are, the first shift you have to do, you have to start to have a real relationship with God. A covenanted relationship is a real relationship because you actually make a promise, like an agreement, like marriage. You see? It is not just play. It's not just following people to church. It's not just following people because you want to eat together lah. It's not just coming because you like to play the guitar. It is a covenanted relationship, which is asking yourself, do you have a real relationship with God? Where you are, you have made that agreement to follow Him. Okay, now, Genesis 31, okay, that verse just now, it's very interesting. It has two people there that I underlined. Okay, first, the place called Haran. Okay, Haran is actually a place that is the meaning of Haran, sorry, is actually parched and barren. If you, you know, if you do not know, again, when Abraham was here, his wife was barren, remember? He was rich, he was comfortable, but he was barren. Now think about that. Many Christians are comfortable, but no fruit. That is a second shift that we have to make. From a place of parch and barrenness, God has called them to a place of abundance. You remember Canaan land? I mean, the land of Canaan? It was a place that's filled with milk and honey, right? They were saying that, wow, the things were so big, you know, it was so rich. So God was calling them actually to a place that there, the place of their inheritance was a place of abundance. Now, very interestingly, okay, if you look at, okay, now you look at your Bible, okay, and I know I have to close quickly. Okay, look at your Bible, Genesis chapter 12. Okay, that is where it recorded the calling of Abraham. But chapter 11, when it was mentioned, actually God already called Abraham. Okay, it was in the land of Ur. But the father, Haran, after he heard from Abraham, he said, okay, we go together. Now, you look at the scripture. Okay, I don't want to put it up because I don't want to put a lot of scriptures nowadays. Okay, can you go to your Bible? Okay, and then we're going to look at the scripture from Genesis 12. Okay, can we all read in ESV? Is that okay? Then we can read together. Okay, why don't we stand? Are you there? Chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Okay, this is where they said, they recorded, right, that the Lord spoke to Abraham. Okay, 1, 2, go. Now. Yep. All right, good. Sit. Okay. So if you look at what the Lord spoke to Abraham, right? Get out or go out. He did lah, correct? He did that. Okay, but can you look at, he says, go from your country, or some another version say, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house. Correct? Yeah, did he do that? He didn't, right? Because he told his father. His father said, okay, we're together. So the father, him, Sarah, and even Lot. So they brought them all together. And do you know what? Interestingly, Terah, the word Terah, actually, the meaning of Terah is delayed. Abraham's father's name is actually delayed. And which is true, right? Because when they went out together, did they get to Canaan? They did. They stopped in this land of barrenness and they were delayed. Okay, and God just, I just felt a stirring in my spirit. Okay, again, you know, when it comes to, it's so interesting. Because, right, they were not in a discomfort place, actually. They were comfortable. They were rich. They were together. Now, he did not fully obey God, actually. And because he didn't, he was delayed and he was in that place of barrenness for a season. Only until the father passed away that God could do, which is to tell him to leave, right? Now, I am not asking you to leave your family. Okay, I'm not. Because this was the word of the Lord to Abraham. Okay, so don't generalize everything. Okay, but he did ask them to get out if you want to go from here to there. Fair? All right? So the first thing I think we have to think about is if you want to go from here to there, not only you have to go out, you may have to leave some things. We left a lot of things when we left ENCM to come here. Is it painful? Painful. Is it uncomfortable? Have to suffer so much discomfort. We came, I think that day, no more PA, no more help, no more communication team, no more no more people. Everything, I have to start back, square one. It's almost like the first church when I started. I sweep the floor, I mop the floor, I scrape the paint, I clean the toilet, same thing. You know why people don't go from here to there? They don't want to leave the comfort. But you see, without leaving your comfort, you cannot go to a place of inheritance. You have to leave something when you want to go from here to there. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is asking you to leave. You have to allow and be open. Some of you have to leave certain things in order to go there. Secondly, in the same verse, I thought, you know, it was quite good. Because he says, I will... Sorry, we'll move here. I will show you. When God asked Abraham to leave, to go to a new place, did you know? He did not tell them where. You know why? Because if he would have just said exactly where, they would have figured out themselves and they don't need to ask God anymore. And God, from here to there, the place of inheritance, many times, even for us, how we get here is all step by step, step by step, step by step, as God reveals. Because in this journey from here to there, God wants to show himself. Guys, it is going to be relying on God, on his revelation, and we will just do, I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that God is going to lead us. In fact, just now, Pastor Lufun, you know, was so good. He was just saying again, he says, you know, Catherine, I know you are so good. You are so clear mostly, and you know exactly what to do. But this season, God is just going to hold your hands and say, you don't know where, but just follow me. And it is so true. So many things that we do. I mean, I cannot figure out how we're going to do K4K, how we're going to do this church. I do not know, but I know that we can follow the Lord. And to follow the Lord, we must allow him to reveal himself to us. We must have a relationship that we can follow him. No shortcut. No more follow people's style and pattern and sound. No need. Follow God. It is a journey of revelation. All right? And then the last two verses, you know, remember, so for here to there, you know, place of familiarity to a place of faith. All right? Familiarity, you don't need to depend on God. You're so clever already. You know what to do already. You grow up in church 10 years, you know exactly what to do already. But this now, God wants us to do something that we have to depend on him. Faith, okay? Now next, which is the last thing, in the verse 3, he says, I will then make you, correct? He says, right? I'll show you then, the last one, I'll make you, I'll make your name great, I'll make you a great nation, blah, blah, blah. So he is talking about purpose. God wants to bring us to purpose. And for that, you know, I want to show this video, which we just made recently. You see, a lot of us want to be blessed. And we're happy already. I dare say, majority of people in the church are just happy to be here, the place where they are blessed. But the place that God intended for us to be, guys, is to be a blessing. Wow. That is so, so important to remember in this church. You will be very uncomfortable if you just stay there because I will look for you. But you run from me, then you lose your inheritance, okay? So don't run. Don't run, okay? So because God wants us to be a blessing, okay? Now, so, I know this is a verse. Again, I want you to read it together because this is what we envision in our spirit, okay? Can we read it? 1, 2, go. I pray, continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith, that your lives will be an advertisement of his immense power as He works through you, okay? So this is exactly for us, okay? A place of idolatry, coming into a place of covenant, a place of barrenness. May God bring us to a place of abundance, a place of familiarity. May we come into a place of faith. And lastly, a place of blessed into a place of blessing. Now look at this video that we have just produced. Okay, of course you can see many of the actors are here. Well, and Karim did that video. Well, I know we laugh, but can we start thinking of being a blessing? It's really easier than what we thought. And especially when we are relying on God, right? I can tell you, it is the best abundant life you have ever tasted when you become a blessing. Amen?